Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have your zip code?
33904.
Okay, I do thank you for that. May I please have the first and last name?
James Puccio, P-U-C-C-I-O.
And you said that zip code is 39044?
No, 33904.
I do apologize. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
It was 4933 Seville Court, Cape Coral, Florida.
I do thank you for that. And I did locate an account for the smartwatch. How may I assist you?
Well, I think your company ripped me off. And fortunately, my credit card company caught it and declined the purchase. Your advertisement was for $5.95 just for shipping and handling. They'd send the watch, which they did. And then today you tried to put through a $59.95 purchase. My credit card company caught that and absolutely declined it as fraud. If you want your watch back, I'll be happy to send it to you, but I want those charges reversed. Even though they've been declined, I want you to reverse them. Are you there? Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm
Hello?
Still here.
Yes.
I need to see if we would be able to take the watch back, being that you are outside of your trial.
Well, I don't know what my trial date is, but it wasn't posted until March 24th.
Yes, sir. Your trial actually is a 14-day trial, and your trial started on March 23rd.
I didn't have the watch then.
I understand that. It's 4 days for shipping and 10 days for you to try it.
Well, you could either get your watch back, or it becomes a gift to me because it's not going to get paid. So tell me what you want to do.
I do apologize, but unfortunately we do not take it back. So sending it back at this time is not an option at this time. What I can do is I can make sure that the account is canceled out, but you'll probably be charged 15% of the initial cost of the watch. That probably will equate to $10.
I've been a lawyer for a long time, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to report this as fraud to the federal government, and I'm going to tell you that you're going to decline, absolutely reverse the charge completely, the $59.95.
Sir, you were not billed is what I'm trying to express to you.
You already stated
that your financial institution blocked the charge.
Yes.
So if they blocked
yes,
the charge,
did.
Then that means you were not billed, sir. That means you only pay shipping and handling. So the charge that you're mentioning, you were not billed that.
I know. But you could reverse this right
How
now.
Can we reverse something if you are not billed?
By reversing your transaction.
How can we reverse a charge if you were not billed? What is
it's
there for us
simple.
To refund
just,
if you were
just,
not charged?
You don't have to refund anything. You just have to show a cancellation of the transaction.
Okay, sir, and I just said that I can cancel out your account.
All right, then that'll be done. Hello?
Sir, I'm canceling out your account.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm getting your account canceled out so I can provide you with the cancellation confirmation number.
That's fine.
I did go ahead and get this account canceled out, and you will not be billed anything further. If you have something to write with, I do have that cancellation confirmation number.
I have that. Go ahead, please.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
75935. All right.
75935. All right.
Yes, that's correct.
Very good. Thank you very much. Where are you located, by the way?
In Alabama.
Alabama?
Yes.
Have you had many complaints with the Alabama Attorney General lately?
No, sir, because all of our information that we provide to our customers and the consumer is on the website. So if they feel that this is something that they can't commit to, then we ask that you don't input your credit card information.
All right, I'm going to look at the ad that you sent me that I received, and we'll go from there. All right.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a wonderful evening.
You too, now. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.